Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl. Hi, Mary B.
Hey, Kate.
How are we?
Okay. I'm here to issue an apology because... Like, we're supposed to obviously drop episodes on Monday morning, but this weekend, I cosplayed as a 22-year-old.
Literally.
You really did. Maybe younger. I don't know. I sent basically to, long story short, Notre Dame had a game in the city this weekend, and that is where I went to school, and they... Basically, they played at Yankee Stadium, and a bunch of my friends came in town. I had one of my best friends from college staying with me, and we just kind of got after it. We got after it. I'm not going to lie. We got after it. On Saturday, I, wasn't really sure how the day was going to go. We started it at, 12:30 at, a boozy brunch, and then the day just kind of, took off from there. And there's, this bar called Billy's right by Yankee Stadium where I think I spent 3 hours. Not to mention then, I go to the game, and then, in the third quarter, but, by the second quarter, we were killing them, which is kind of the theme of our football season, is, we've been winning by, 30 points
Except for the first game.
Except for the first game, which we lost.
To Northern Illinois.
So I feel like Notre Dame's just trying to, make everything up after that loss.
Yeah.
And they really are doing a good job, because now they're in the playoffs, and we're hosting a playoff game, even. That's how well we're doing. So... Anyway, after that, all my friends were like, we're winning by a lot, let's go to a bar. So we go to a bar in the East Village, Gramercy, around there. Tell me why I stayed there till 3:30 a.m.
Oh!
Tell me
and
why.
And you started drinking early, I feel like.
Tell me why I stayed there till 3:30 a.m. Me, and it was me and three other people were the last, soldiers.
Closing time.
And.
Let's go, man.
I kept saying though, me and another person who was there were in Maria too, we were who was my friend who was visiting me. Honestly, I never feel this way. I feel by midnight, I'm I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
It's 12:30. It's 12:30 or 1 is max. It's it's time. I've reached my limit. I must depart. But I could have gone all night. I'm not kidding. I don't know what it was. I had an espresso martini at 2 p.m., it couldn't have been that. I don't know.
You just got a second or maybe a third wind.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to hit you. I thought that I was going to say, how are you? And you were going to say, I'm great.
Oh.
That's what I would say if I was
I'm great.
Lying.
That's what I would say if I was lying. Real ones know that reference. But I don't know. I'm definitely on day two of hangover.
Apologies.
I'm definitely on day two of hangover, and also sleep, because I went to bed at 5. Even I woke up at 9:30. That's only 4 hours. So I'm just all out of whack. I'm definitely fighting off a cold that I'm trying to keep at bay, but it's sneaking in, and I'm tired. So I just feel when you're tired and a little run down, and so you're just off your schedule. I didn't work out.
Yeah.
I haven't worked out in 4 days.
It messes up everything.
I aren't sleeping on my regular schedule. I'm not eating right. I think I'm losing weight, which no, honestly, we're body positive. We're body positive.
I'm just kidding.
No, I got to keep up this beautiful weight I got going. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was really fun though. I made this private story that ended up being 20 stories long about the escapades. It was pretty fun. It was funny. I was trying to mimic. Have you watched Broad City?
And not in so long.
Well, they have this one episode.
In the curb.
Yeah, fam. They have this one episode though of the two main characters walk the length of Manhattan. But the entire episode is done through the lens of an Instagram story.
Mm.
So I was trying to mimic their style. It was kind of successful as well.
Yeah.
So I'm in my hangover energy, even though it's Monday. I am honestly unwell, but this too shall pass.
Yes. In the face of adversity, you shall overcome.
Well, I was also excited because I kind of felt those days were behind me.
Totally.
Honestly, kind of just nervous for Saturday because I was like, I don't think I'm going to have the stamina to make it through a night game day starting at 12:30. But you know what? That's on believing in yourself.
Truly. You are your own biggest fan. Yeah.
My friend Maria, because yesterday we had a day too. We went to the Rockettes.
Oh yeah, we were busy yesterday.
We were busy, and which was amazing, by the way. And Maria, we get home at like probably 10:30 last night. We was like, wow, like it's pretty amazing what you can push your body to do.
Honestly. I thought the Rockettes were really good too. If you live in New York or you're going to visit New York over the holidays, I would definitely not skip the Rockettes. It was very well done. It's well worth the money, I think. And I don't say that about a lot of things, so.
I agree. I was really impressed. This is probably my third time, but I've gone at different ages. So I think I went when I was like a child, and then I went when I was in high school. Yes. And this is my third time. And I definitely appreciated it the most this time.
For sure.
It was amazing. Like, yeah. The production value was out of this world. They do not mince. They had real camels on stage.
Completely agree.
And they did this amazing thing at the end where the orchestra, which would, like, rise up, like, and come back down, somehow got to the back of the stage.
Well, it rose up, and then it went across the stage. Did you miss that?
Oh, I missed that. I've been looking at Dictator.
Cutie girl. I know. She was pretty good for half of it. The problem was that I put her down for her nap early because it was a 2 p.m. showing, and she usually naps from 12:30 to 2:30, so I put her down for her nap at 11:30, but she didn't really nap until 12. I had to wake her up at 1, so she was kind of tired. She didn't really eat that well that day, and so she was good for, like, half of it, and then the second half, she's like, I want to go outside.
I was like, worried.
Oh. Yeah. But it was nice because, like, we were all the way in the back, so we could kind of get up, stand up for a little bit. And then the guy kept being like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not blocking anyone. Like, just let me, you're literally in the last row. Like, just let me stand here for 2 seconds.
I know.
With my infant child and my toddler. Like,
I know. Inside. We were going back and forth between tickets, whether we should have spent more money.
No, I thought we could see perfectly fine.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad seat at Radio City. And also, we were pretty much being in, like, the third mezzanine. We were in, like, the kids' corner, which was good because I think that everyone was really patient. And, like there were children everywhere.
Yeah.
So it was definitely the right decision. Plus, like, they're so young, like, they're not going to remember it. Also, but they still enjoyed. Also, I will say, I don't think I'd ever sat in the third mezzanine for this show before, but they light up the whole Rockefeller Center with graphics. So it was pretty cool to be able to see, like, it in its entirety. And I think you can really only get that from third mezzanine. So.
Yeah, we got to see it all. Sounds good. Anyways, breaking news.
Should we call this happiest news?
This is
the happiest news
segment.
Depending
on, like, whose side you're on. Shorts and Sandies has decided to close down, which is kind of crazy. I'm not surprised. I don't know why anybody who invested this thing thought it would ever be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
But because the restaurant business is in and of itself is very difficult. And then to have these two losers
jokes
be the face of it,
yeah,
and then on top of that we have the scandal. So scandal of it all. I don't know why. Like, I feel bad for the investors, but, like, also that was a poor investment on your choice on your part.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they definitely couldn't have seen the scandal coming, but that maybe it's just a lesson in that you should I don't know much about business, but I feel like you should feel like people you're partnering in and investing in have, like, good integrity. And
did you watch the Martha Stewart doc?
Yeah.
But so basically how they were saying how the value of the brand relies 100% on Martha Stewart's reputation.
Mm.
And that's a very tricky spot to be in. Mm-hmm. And, like, Martha came through on the other side of it because at the end of the day, what she did, like, wasn't really that serious, and, like, we will probably never know the truth of, like, what actually happened. But
also, Martha is a queen in ways that Tom Sandoval will never
totally.
Be. Did you see her clip that the woman asked her, have you ever experienced imposter syndrome? And she responded, no.
Yeah. Honestly, that's how I feel. There are two things that I don't feel, and that is imposter syndrome, and I don't really get a lot of mom guilt either.
I wonder, though.
Which we could do a whole to pull up on that, but like I just don't feel that guilt. Like I need to take care of myself and fill my own cup, and I know my kids are happy and we have a good relationship, and that will always be the case.
Yeah.
So it's like if I want to leave for 24 hours, like
they'll be fine.
It's fine. If I want to go to work a shift, it's fine. But I guess that's different because I don't work a full-time job.
Yeah.
Where I'm gone every day from 9 to 5, so.
Yeah, yeah,
that would be this different. This is just my lifestyle, my perspective.
So. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And if you do feel it, it's so valid, and I feel like it's more common to feel it than to not, so.
What would be your tips to not experience mom guilt?
One, they have no concept of time. So you could be gone for like 5 days, and they'll greet you as if you had just gone to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't know. Like, when I came home after giving birth, I was so nervous. Like, oh, dictator's so upset. Girl couldn't have cared less. We went away for, like, 4 or 5 days for a baby moon. She literally couldn't have cared less. Like, she had the best time here.
I feel like they're almost too young to really have a concept of that.
Right. So, like I
maybe
think...
maybe when you're 7 or something.
And yeah. I was talking to another friend about this, who she said her mom was with her every day from 0 to 3. Like, no babysitters, no nannies, nothing. But then she went back to work when she was a little bit older. And I do think, like, the 0 to 3 is super important age range to be fostering. But she's like, all I remember is my mom being at work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have those memories of when they're 0 to 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I would rather make sure I'm more present and focused and around, not that I'm not right now, but like that'll be more important to me when they actually have like concepts of like what's going on and making memories and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. I think Spencer agrees. Like, he's like, I'd rather like work hard now and be gone now and then be able to like lay off the gas pedal a little bit when they're older.
Can we talk about something?
Oh, sure.
How, speaking of Spencer, you made him bike in the rain to drop off the clothes that you borrowed.
Okay, excuse me. First of all, he was going to do that, but actually I was the one who brought it over.
What?
I just took the subway, and then I just walked from Chamber Street.
Oh my gosh, he didn't even correct me when I thanked him yesterday.
Wow. Loser.
No, oh my gosh, you did not need to do that.
Well, I thought that you like wanted it. To wear.
Well, I did, but you still didn't have to do that.
It's okay. It was good for me to get out. It was Friday night, we have family movie night, and he, like, Dictator wanted to cuddle up with her dad, so I was like, oh, I'll just go.
What did you guys watch?
What did we watch? Tangled.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It was a good one. What other movies did I watch with her this weekend? Because we did a lot of movies this weekend, because she has a cold.
Mm.
She watched Up.
Oh my gosh.
Loved
here. That might be the saddest movie.
We fast forwarded through the beginning because it was getting a little depressing.
It's so sad, but it's like heartwarmingly sad, you know?
She loved it. Other movies she's watched recently is Ratatouille. She loved Ratatouille.
It's one of the best out there, I have to say.
And she's obviously into Frozen. Like, I have to force her to watch something different, so. Because she's always like, I want to watch Elsa. I want to watch Coronation Day.
It's Coronation Day.
So those are her fave teens. What else did we do? Oh, we went to the Bryant Park Winter Village because we were going to go ice skating.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, why am I taking my 2-year-old ice skating? That's kind of diabolical. But you had to reserve a spot beforehand, and we didn't know that. So we just ended up walking around the village, which was super cute, but it's so crowded. And it's like, it's the same at Union Square. So it wouldn't have been any different if we were anywhere else. But they did have a carousel, which obviously she loved. She's a sucker for a carousel. So I'm trying to think, like, what other pop culture news should I be bringing forth doing my duty?
The only thing I'm watching right now is Silo, which is not pop culture. But have you seen that?
Oh, no. Third ep of the Real Housewives OC reunion. And at the end of it, I was so confused because I couldn't understand why they didn't bring this up at the reunion. And instead focused on, like, Katie's road rage incident from, like, 10 years ago. But basically, I'll give you the breakdown. Shannon used to date this guy, John Jansen.
Okay.
They dated for, like, 5 years. And then they break up. John Jansen then starts dating an ex-housewife named Alexis Bellino. Okay. They end up bringing Alexis Bledel back on the show for this season. Like, it's like psychological warfare torturing poor Shannon, who's trying to get over her ex, but the ex is dating her co-star now.
I would quit. I'm sorry. Yeah. Or I need
a raise. It was so mean. Then also her ex-boyfriend, John Jansen, who's dating Alexis Bledel, who's now back on The Real Housewives, is suing her for $75,000 because he says it was a loan, which, like, even if it is a loan, I don't know. I just think that's so icky.
That is icky.
Like, $75,000, like, okay, that is a lot of money, but also to take someone to court for that, you're going to be paying more in legal fees. Yeah. Like, why would you even...
It's kind of giving, like, just, like, being petty.
And so, basically, she goes, oh, I'll pay you $70,000, which is almost all of it, but we have to sign a mutual non-disparagement clause, which I feel like is standard. So, basically, just saying, like, we can't talk poorly about each other. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, I'm not going to sign that because I don't want the non-disparagement clause, because he said she could talk poorly about me on the show. But that doesn't even make sense, because if she signed the non-disparagement clause, she would not be able to talk about him anymore. So it's like his whole justification for like still wanting to take her to court is just evil. Like, that's so stressful and it's expensive. Like, she has to hire a lawyer and like all this, like... just so evil. They're both, it's so interesting because like I think they both came on this, Alexis and John came on the show thinking, oh, we will look good, but really it made Shannon look good, because what happened at the end of their relationship is Shannon had been drinking and she got in her car and I ended up running into the neighbor's house with her dog in the backseat.
This is the one woman who's being sued.
Yes. And so, like, she was coming into this new season, like, fresh off of this DUI.
Oh, no, no, no.
But, like, this whole situation with John and Alexis just, like, actually ended up making her look really good. And, like, everyone having empathy and sympathy for her.
Yeah.
And what else did she do? Oh, and so in the very end, they pick up cameras to talk about how John had told the other girls that Shannon had punched him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why didn't that come up on the show? Why didn't that come up on the reunion? Like, why is that coming up?
It does
up
sound like she's kind of toxic.
Now.
Yeah. So. She ran into her neighbor's house. You had to be really drunk driving to do that. That's pretty bad.
No, her, I think her blood alcohol level was like 0.2 or something like really crazy. And the legal drinking age is 0.08. So
that's pretty bad.
The fact that she was standing was pretty impressive. But
pretty bad.
I'm trying to think, what else? Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, so good. I mean, I know that not everybody likes it, but I really like it. And,
oh.
What?
Sorry, no, never mind.
It's okay. You can bring up whatever you want to bring up. But, okay, so Bronwyn, love her, first of all. But, like, she's married to a guy who is 26 years older than her.
Oh,
which is always fascinating. And he's very much like a boomer. Like, he's no nonsense. He's not in for like the theatrics and the dramatics and the fighting that comes with Real Housewives. And he's like, I've never seen you behave like this. Like, why are you behaving like this? And she's like, this is how the other girls are behaving. Like, I'm just like matching their energy. Mm. And he's like, you gotta not do that.
Oh, wow.
But he says it like a little bit like sterner. And he's like, you ruined our vacation. Like, that's kind of mean.
Sounds like he just like...
I did agree with like parts of what he was saying, because he was like, you shouldn't be stooping to their level, which I agree with. Like, if you're gonna come on the show, like, you don't have to yell like that. Like, you can speak calmly. And but there was this other scene where basically, so there's this other woman, Lisa Barlow, and Bronwyn and her husband paid for everybody's flights home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really small plane because they were just going from Palm Springs to Utah. It was like an hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa was in coach, booked in coach, because there was only like 4 first class seats. And she's like, I put myself and my husband in first class and the rest of you guys are in coach. And she's like, I haven't flown coach since college.
Since college?
Which is like insane.
That is insane.
Like, and like, even if that's true, like, first of all, I seriously doubt that that's true, but... because, like, sometimes you're just in situations where, like, no matter what, the factors are out of your hand. Like, I'm not... and she said... she had said somewhere else that she had flown and, like, taken multiple stops just so she could fly first class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. Why wouldn't you just take the fastest flight? and just sit in the back and just close your eyes. Like, you won't even know.
This is something that plagues me, is like that I'll never know what it's like to live inside someone else's head. Like,
yeah.
Which is why it's important, I think, to be open-minded, because the way that I think, like, that sounds absolutely insane, but somehow to that her, worked out to be sensible.
And I can't, to her, it's completely makes
sense. And I can't even relate to that sentiment.
Yes. And I think that's something that kind of plagues some people, is we just cannot, I don't know, I feel like some people just have a problem just, like, living like a normal person does after a certain level, like, I don't know.
A certain level of money, of wealth?
Like, I think some people, like, sometimes forget, like, what it's like to wait in a line. Mm-hmm. And, like, stuff like that. Like, sometimes, like, we don't like it, but sometimes you have to be able to do it. And you got to be able to, like, buck up and be like, oh, it's okay.
I'm in line and I will get to my destination.
Yes. Yes, and like I'd rather get to my destination in the last seat in the middle on the plane that's 69 minutes long than take mm-hmm. three different flights first class. Like, first class is not that special. The seat is a little bigger. Sometimes you get a meal depending on like the timing of it. But if you're flying domestic, especially if you're not flying like over 2.5 hours,
I'm trying to get there as fast as possible.
It's nothing
just
special.
Get me there.
But so someone was like, Brahma, why would you book yourself first class and like everybody else coach? She was like, it was my credit card. I was like, oh,
okay.
But it's kind of sad because this character, this woman, Mary, they've been showing glimpses of her son, who clearly, I think he's in rehab now, but like clearly is under the influence of something. Sad. Yes, very sad. And I think it is fascinating because it really humanizes her, because her reputation previously was being a part of a church that was giving kind of like, she was, the teaching in this church was, she was directly appointed by God to lead this church.
She was?
And that's like what the belief is, and like that's what the parishioners of her church believe. Okay. And so, like, a lot of, like, tithing and, like, stuff like that going to her and, you know, kind of sketchy.
Interesting.
But it really humanizes her to the viewer, because, especially, like, as a mom, you can, it's, I think if my child was having addiction issues, that would be such a tough place to be in, because it's, like, if you kick him out, what, then he's going to be homeless. Yeah. And, like, that's going to even, like, set him off even worse.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, she's letting him stay in her home and, like, trying to, like, control the situation the best you can. But apparently there's supposed to be more coming out this week, so it'll be fascinating to see what happens. But overall, just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Potomac is its own mess right now. Like,
wow, you are really, like...
There's a lot of Bravo. You're doing your homework. There's a lot of Bravo happening right now. And then, like, Potomac is just... It's a lot with Mia. I don't even think poor Gordon has any bipolar issues. I don't know. He might. But I feel like Mia is kind of gaslighting him a little bit. And I think that her and Ink have probably been together for a really long time. And, like, once the juice was no longer worth the squeeze with Gordon and the money dried up, they were like, oh, okay, I guess we can, like, leave him behind now. And, New York. I'm not even going to go into New York.
Okay.
It's so bad.
I felt like I just ran a marathon. Yes. So much to keep up with.
Sorry. Let's talk about something that you can be included in now.
Well, are you planning to see Wicked?
Yes, let's go. Let's go.
I was thinking of seeing it this week.
You know what I was thinking about? How at 8th grade graduation...
Yeah.
Did we sing... It was either For Good or Defying... I think it was For Good.
I think it was Defying Gravity.
Or Defying
Gravity.
I remember.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah. Crushed it on the pipes.
I'm defying gravity.
We also sang that song from Rent. 525,000.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that too. So dear.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've seen the play.
I've seen the Broadway of Wicked.
So correct. I, like, don't even really know the storyline. I know, like, loosely it's, like, the evil witch and the good witch, like, Glinda and...
Well, yeah, Elphaba is the star, and, like, they're, like, boys involved and, like...
Love triangles.
There's this girl on TikTok. If you look up Wicked Whiteboard Lady, where she explains like Oz, Wicked.
Whoa.
Wizard of Oz and like how everything is connected and all the players and everything like that. So, and like Glinda, but the star is Elphaba, even though, but I mean, Ariana Grande seems to be doing a really great job. So is the other woman, Cynthia Erivo or something like that.
Yeah, they're just like so insanely talented. It's crazy.
They're all amazing. But, yes, planning to go see Wicked. Also, I have a new hobby that I'm trying to learn more about art.
Oh, tell us more.
So, I have a friend whose sister is an art major, and she's in the art world. And so I asked her, I was like, oh, like, give me some, like, art for dummies books and, like, podcasts or people I can follow. And so she gave me a couple books, and she gave me some podcasts to listen to, and she gave me... some people to follow, so I'm really excited.
Okay, wait, tell me.
I'll tell you, here, let me pull up. Okay, so this is what she told me. If anyone else is wanting to get into art, she said, hi, what an exciting question. Yes, here are what comes to mind, and I'll think about more. She said, there is an actual Art History for Dummies book that is extremely helpful for understanding the timeline of things.
Oh.
But she said, podcast to listen to, Girl in the Gallery. Bless you.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
She also has an Instagram and a TikTok.
Girl in the Gallery.
The Week in Art.
Okay.
And All About Art podcast. For books, she said, Eye of the 60s by Richard Bellamy. It's about modern art in the art world in the 60s. Art is Life by Jerry Saltz, Playing to the Gallery by Grayson Perry, The Short Story of Art by Susie Hodge, and she said this is basically another version of the Art History for Dummies. So I think I'm going to start with The Short Story of Art.
The Short Story, is it it's a podcast?
By Susie Hodge. No, this is a book.
Oh.
The three podcasts she said are Girl in the Gallery, The Week in Art, and All About Art podcast.
The Week in Art.
All About Art and Girl in the Gallery. Yeah.
Oh, wait. And the book was what?
The book I think I'm going to start with is The Short Story of Art by Susie Hodge. If anybody wants to get into art with us. The Short Story of Art.
Short Story of Art. I'm going on my Goodreads.
Because I want to be able to look at a painting or look at a sculptor or something like that and just be able to recognize, like, oh... this is by the famous, like, it's not, I don't need to know, like super niche artists. Like, I would like to learn that, obviously, as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to be like, oh, look, that is from this era, and this is where, what influenced it, and, like, just to know those things. She also said, obviously, walk around museums and things like that, and read the plaques. That's not really, like, in my time right now, but.
You should read All the Beauty in the World by this book I just read.
Is it about art?
It's about the, yes, it's about the, it's my book club book. It's about the man who was a security guard at the Met for 10 years.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And he talks a lot about his experience with art. It's not necessarily what you're looking for, but I think it's a good blend because he does recommend, like, kind of looking up the history of the art that you're looking at. But he first recommends just kind of having, like, a non-judgmental experience with the art piece that you're looking at because that's, like, what art's all about.
Love it.
It's a balance there, but it was good. I will read those. I'll listen to those. I love this journey for you.
Yes, so that's
I'm
my...
here to support.
You know, that's the thing that I'm into right
okay,
now.
Okay, I have a question.
Hit me.
Do you think I need to buy new jeans?
Well, if you're going to buy them, you should buy them now.
But, like, do I look huge in those jeans?
No, why? First of all, it's the angle. Second of all,
we need to wash them.
Comfortable? Yeah, maybe they're just, like, a little stretched out. You need to slim them down.
How do you know, like, what cut is good for you? Like, I need to go to someone and then tell me you need to be wearing this kind of jean, this kind of neckline, this color. Like,
you need to work with a stylist. I do know someone.
Oh my gosh, connect
me. And her name is Erica.
Connect me, please. I just want to go and I wanted to be like, you should buy this ton of style, and then I can figure it out from there.
Okay. Her name is Erica.
Mm-hmm.
And her Instagram is the Erica Edit _. So, but it's her name is Erika, not CA. Erica Reynolds. Her Instagram profile picture is two E's, like,
okay,
backwards.
Wait, can you send it to me?
Yeah. and she is a stylist. Let's see. And you can just DM her and tell her, like, and she'll, like, put outfits together for you. And you could be like, I'm just trying to figure out what would look best on my body, what neckline would look good, and tell her, like, if you have any insecurities, if you're comfortable, like, what you're comfortable in and what you're not comfortable in.
Okay.
And she'll do all price points. Like, she's not going to send it. If you don't want things that are super expensive, like, won't send you things that are really expensive, so.
Okay, this might be my Christmas gift to myself.
And she's also just, like, a lovely human being, so. But, like, she'll put, like, all sorts of, like, cute outfits together and just post them. And, like, she'll do, you know, nicer events. She'll do casual. Like, she posts her own outfits, so.
What a queen.
Yeah, she's a great resource. She's also on TikTok if you're a TikTok person, but. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, I'll work on that. I mean, I just bought these jeans and I really liked them. But, like, now, like, looking at pictures, I'm like.
Also, a lot of jeans are not, you cannot just wear off the rack. So maybe you just need to go get them altered a little.
I know. That's the thing, is they're starting to get a little big on me. But I think it's just because they're stretching out. Like, I need to wash them.
Yeah, wash them. If that doesn't work, then you need to take them to a tailor. And they can alter them to make you fit better.
I feel like it's the angle.
But also, that's the thing I always say about jeans, is, like, you need to pay up for jeans.
I know. It's true. If you want, like, a really good pair, like, to keep, to have and to hold.
If you want something that will withstand lots of washes, the structure will hold, the fit will hold, you have to pay more, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, well,
that's how it goes. That's my wise words.
That's Kate's recommendation corner of the week.
Yes.
I love that. I wonder if I have any recommendations. I mean, I would recommend that book. Okay. Can I just mention All the Beauty in the World by Patrick Bringley? It's so good, especially if you're in New York. Read it and then, like, go to the Met with fresh eyes. So cool. I'm also reading this book right now called God of the Woods, which is kind of popular right now. It's like a mystery thriller. A girl goes missing.
Ooh.
It's good.
All right. Okay, that is going to be my baboo.
Okay.
To read one book. Can I read a book in a week?
Yeah, you can read a book in a week. All the Beauty in the World is also, like, maybe less than 200 pages.
How's your needle pointing going?
It's going so well. I need to still get the thing from you. But it's going well. I'm almost done with my Machu Picchu canvas.
Oh, do you want to take it with you right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Can I take all those lotions, too?
Yes.
My skin is hella dry. Kate's giving me some, how do you say it?
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane. Anyone else say L'Octane? No? No?
I'm sure there are people out there who did not know how to pronounce it.
Oh my gosh, here's my recommendation of the week. On Friday, if you're in New York City again, my friend Maria, who's visiting me, she is getting married, and we went to this vintage... Wait.
She's getting married on Friday?
No. On Friday we went. She's getting married... Okay. Over the summer. But we went to this is something really cool, which I never would have thought to go to. She made an appointment at this vintage bridal place and tried on dresses that could be, like, easily altered for, like, I think she's thinking, like rehearsal dinner or,
like, welcome party, brunch, things like that.
Or, no, like, reception. Like, a reception.
After party,
dress.
Yeah.
And... She definitely has, like, a vintage style, this gal. She's got great style, but it's definitely, like, vintage is her thing. Like, kind of, like, that's like, very much in her wheelhouse. We went to this, and the woman, her name was Shireen, and the store is named Shireen. First of all, slay.
Love that.
And basically, she used to be a wedding dress designer, but now she's, like, stopped doing that, but she has all of these, like, leftover vintage dresses. These dresses are now vintage, and she's trying to, like, basically, like, offload her supply. We went, and she was a magician. Like, she was... I've never seen a visionary at work. My friend gave her, like, some slight guidance, and she was, like, a whirling dervish. This. She was like, you could take the sleeves off. You could hike it up. You could do this, this, this. And she got some really amazing pieces for pretty cheap. So that's my recommendation of the week. If you're a bride and you're, like, interested in, like, you're not afraid to get something altered, you're interested, go to Shireen in Chelsea.
There you go.
She was amazing. Shireen. She's like, I won't be doing this very longer. Like, I, my, my, She's tired. My screenplay got picked up by a movie company.
Oh, exciting.
And it might turn into a Broadway show. We were like, okay, Shireen.
Yes, Shireen.
We'll keep our eye out. She was witchy, and she was giving us all these things because she's just saying how, like, we need to be confident as women. Like, we need to, like, embrace. Like, she was like, don't wear Spanx. Embrace your womanhood. So,
she's a queen. I'm not going to take that advice, but I appreciate the advice.
Yeah, thanks, Shireen.
Yes, love that. That's an important thing to remember for anybody is when you're going wedding dress shopping, if you're going to a place like Shireen, obviously, but even if you're just going to a regular wedding dress shopping, unless you're buying something off the rack or a sample, that dress is couture. So it'll be custom made to like what you want. I changed almost so many things except for the bare bones of my dress. Oh. So it's a good thing to remember, like, you can take out extra tulle. Mm-hmm. If you don't like something, like, there was, like, a sparkly layer of tulle in mine, and I took out. There was, like, a thing around the bottom I didn't like. Take that off.
Yeah.
Like, when the wedding dress place will send directions off to the designer, and then they'll make the dress how you want it.
Yep. She was doing that. She was like, you could add this. She was like bringing things from the back. She's like, you could add a bow here. You could just rip the sleeves off. Yep. Like, you could hike it up. Like, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, my dress had straps. I was like, oh, I don't like those straps. Get rid of them. You know,
they're
like,
gone.
Yeah. So, or if you want them to, like, make a bolero, like I had a bolero, they just asked the designer to send extra lace. Mm-hmm. And then their seamstress made me a bolero. So,
obsessed.
Just know, unless you're buying something off, and even if you do buy it off the rack, you can take it to a tailor, and the tailor can make it what you want, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, this is about our 30-minute mark.
Yes, guys.
Thanks for gabbing with us.
Your baboo was? My baboo was to clean my room, and I did it.
Wow.
Be proud, everybody.
My baby was to stretch more. I did it. I went to yoga. It was amazing. And I need to keep going to yoga because I hadn't been in a while and I forget how great it is. Like, it's so good for you.
You know, my building has nightly yoga at 7.
Wow, you should go.
I know I should.
Could I go?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, good to know. My baboo this week is going to be to, like, reset my body because this is a crazy weekend, and then one of my other best friends from college is coming to visit as soon as I get back in the city, and she's gonna be here for a week, so it's gonna be round two, so I need to reset.
Yes, we're going to Color Me Mine next weekend if you win.
My gosh.
And more on Akash.
Okay, and reset looks like getting back into my running routine, sleeping well, and just practicing self-care.
Okay, so my reset is going to be reading one book.
Slay.
And
I hope you don't want your Kindle back because I'm really enjoying my time with it.
I have my iPad. Thank you.
Okay. Because you can have a back.
No. I won't use it. My Kindle's the same. I mean, an iPad's like essentially the same thing. Okay, so I'm going to read one book. And I need to get back on my red light therapy, therapy.
Slay.
And my third thing, I need to drink more water.
Oh my gosh, me too.
I am out of control.
Me too.
Like, someone needs to call the police. I need to drink more water.
Yeah.
My skin, I can see it on my skin.
Yeah, me too.
My wrinkles.
Speaking of that.
And, like, just, like, my urine. Like, my poor kidneys, they need help, so.
Yeah, definitely do that. I also have to say, too, I'm going to try to eat foods that lend to me not being bloated because I feel like
same.
I know this is like counterintuitive, but unhealthy alert. During the game day, I like barely ate, but I like wasn't paying attention because I was like drinking.
Right.
I had like a small dinner. I literally had sushi for dinner because there was no line in the stadium, and then I had like a small brunch and I had a smoothie in the morning. But I woke up and I felt like because I hadn't been eating very much, I was completely de-bloated, and it was a real wake-up call to how bloated I am in my daily life.
Yes.
Because I was like, this is how I know my body should feel and look, but for whatever reason, my lifestyle is not lending to that, so something needs to change, because I felt so good the next morning. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so slight.
I bet you it's dairy. Do you eat a lot of dairy?
I feel like I've been eating a lot of cheese lately,
so
I'm trying to cut down on my cheese.
Because I'll notice, even if I eat, like, butter, even if I sometimes drink lactate milk, I still will wake up bloated. Well,
I think oat milk does it to me, too. Maybe I'll try to cut out oat milk and see
how that does. Yeah, you gotta just do, like, a slow elimination diet. And just, no, but I'm having the exact same problem. But also, I can't believe you ate sushi at a
I know.
Stadium.
It was just because it was the shortest line, but it was honestly a crazy decision. We made a bunch of crazy decisions that day.
What happens. All right.
All right. Tuesday reset.
Woohoo!
Let's go.